Hey, we're David and Joy Parkman.
With More Than Conquer Counseling and Coaching with your marriage tip of the day.
Because your marriage matters.
All right. Color three this week. What's fun is we literally have four children and we want one of each color.
Right.
Which has been such great training ground for
us.
It's like this living experiment we've been doing. So this is about whites.
Yes.
Right? Whites, I think, are the hardest to understand because they're so introverted. Their core need, their literal need is for peace.
Yes.
And that shows up in some really interesting ways. They're very kind and they're very thoughtful because that keeps the peace.
Yeah, they do all their thinking inside their head.
Very much so. Very much so. They're very independent and they're extremely tolerant. It doesn't take a lot to get them upset because they love peace.
But that means that they most definitely need to be respected.
So much so.
Mm-hmm.
Disrespect and unkindness are big, big triggers for them. They're silently wise. They are actually the best thinkers of all of the colors. They're very, you would say it's like they have Dexter's lab
in their head. They're calculating everything out.
All the time. They're incredibly observant. They don't miss a thing. But because of the way they're wired, they won't confront. They're really conflict averse.
Correct.
And they're quietly stubborn. They're the ones that will stuff and stuff.
Yeah, they have a tendency to keep a record of wrongs, right? And then when they're triggered,
you know,
on this one subject over here, you get everything.
You get the kitchen sink,
because they bring it all out.
They really do. And it doesn't happen often.
Right.
They don't lose their mind very often.
Right.
But when they do, of all the colors, they do the most.
Right, right. We like to say you have to weather the storm.
Yeah.
Because if you get through the storm, then you get the vulnerability and the connection with them.
And it's deep. They feel really bad.
They're extremely loyal.
They're incredibly loyal. They don't like change. And they feel really bad afterwards and are very apologetic. But because of their literal need for peace, they do all that stuffing and it's got to come out somewhere. And it usually comes out kind of sideways, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can be loners.
Yes, very much so.
Right? And they appear passive. There's usually a lot going on inside of them, actually. They're not as passive as they seem.
Right. I like to say they're like an iceberg. What you see above the water is only 10%. What's below the water is 90%. There's a lot going on inside there.
They're very intentional to pick their battles.
Our passion is helping couples create a life and relationship they love.
So if you want more connection,
more intimacy,
more unity,
more peace,
we may be reached by phone and text at 417-592-2885 to see how you can have more.